This is DJ Seb with another iteration of Cardamom's Dream. And I know which song I want to start today. Because I think it's really good to wake up. It's not like too, I would say too much, but it's a nice way to wake up. I need that. It's 7 a.m. So yeah, that's, and after that we just keep rolling with more music, which is the important thing today. That's kind of my plan for now, and you're listening to WMUCFM College Park. So we have a song, and then we get into a PSA, and then more music. I hope that's a good deal. And of course, I'm not charging you like McDonald's for deals and combos. This is completely free. So keep enjoying more music.
It's easy for you to say, but I'm in the armpit of nowhere. Yeah, well, I'm meeting some guy who says he has the latest thing in pop music. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So that was where you head at by Basement Jaxx. I would say it's a Y2K classic because it's from 2001, and let's keep rolling with more Y2K stuff. It's not old, it's just Y2K. Before we get into the newer stuff, which is the meat and bones of this show, but today I was feeling like I want to start with some Y2K stuff. And I started with Where Is Your Head At by Basement Jaxx. Up next, we have another classic, which is Fatboy Slim with Weapon of Choice. And fun fact, I think Christopher Walken dances in that music video. That was Fatboy Slim featuring Bootsy Collins with Weapon of Choice. I must say that it has one of the most legendary music videos so far. I mean, it's just Christopher Walken dancing to an electronic track 25 years ago. So what else can you ask? Pretty much. So let's get into more music. This time is more modern. And we have Jeremy Weber by Dream Sequence. Jeremy Weber with Dream Sequence. Up next, we have Brigitte Calls Me Baby. I can take out the sun of the sky. That was Brigitte Calls Me Baby with I Can Take the Sun Out of the Sky. Next, let's get into Nation of Language, tougher than the rest. That was Nation of Language with Tougher Than the Rest. Up next, we have a PSA because they're very important, and even though I have been having fun listening to new music, I hope you are also having fun. There is something more important, and it's a PSA because that's mandatory. So, if you have been listening to my show for a while, or you are new, this is the PSA I want to play. It's the one I always play. So I hope you find it informative, because that's the point of PSAs.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
That was the important PSA for today, so support your graduate labor union. They are the backbone of pretty much the universities and colleges, so support them and be nice to them. You know, sometimes they have a lot of stuff going on and a lot of grading to do, so please support the union and be nice to them. They're human beings. Up next, we have Temples with Vendetta.
Sleep release in the same old morning. Sharp shot power never seems so boring. Bleed my money, then you leave me dry. Please deliver me into the night. Are you living in the same old story? Crack the mirror, crack the case with glory. Bleed my money, then you lead me high. Please deliver me into the sky.
Float off into the night.
That was Temples with Vendetta. At first I thought it was going to be rock. Then I heard the electronic stuff. I was then disappointed. Then continue listening. I like it. And by the end I love it. So such a good song. And of course, let's keep moving with more new stuff. This is Nobody's Dad, Glued to Your Couch. That was Nobody's Dad with Glued to Your Couch. Really good song. I really enjoy it. it kind of reminded me that there is a really great band that practiced, maybe used to practice. I am not sure, but someone correct me on that, but used to practice or is practicing here at WMUC. Their name is Flowers for the Dead. Really good band. I saw them live. It was just an experience. So if you have a chance to listen to your music, they're on Spotify, or see them live, please do. It's local talent, really good talent. They're from WMUC, so yeah. Up next, we have Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs with I Remember. That was Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs with I Remember. Let's see what we have next. We have Kate Nash with Famine.
never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All the other food, meat, fish, vegetables were shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history. And this is what I think is still hurting me. See, we're like a child that's been battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened. Still feels all the painful feelings, but they lose contact with the memory. And this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running, and in its worst form becomes actual killing. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering then grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. There was no famine, was no famine.
There was no famine, no famine.
There was no famine,
no famine, no famine.
American army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine, but what they don't say is in the truth. There never really was one. Was no famine.
There was no famine.
There never really was one. Take responsibility for destruction that it's caused, for its empire and now Commonwealth. They left us uninformed, and we are lost, like the reality of our history, like decades of land we invade, not just killing, crushing culture, taking away identity and heritage, tradition and music, therefore love, confidence and understanding about who you are and where you're from and what you're made of. It's essential that we educate. There's blood on hands and guilt at stake. England needs a hug. It's backed itself into a corner like a scared dog. If we can learn the truth with compassion and understanding, we can move forward, and then we can learn not to pass on our trauma. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
No, 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 no
It's not called the Great Famine anymore. There was nothing great about it. It's called Ungurtamol, which was in English translated as the Big Hunger.
That was Kate Nash with Famine, and I want to say that it's a really good song, very heartfelt, and of course I have to acknowledge the original author of that song, which was the great Sinéad O'Connor, who is no longer with us, sadly, but her memory will continue. So her songs still make an impact in this world, and they are very... very important, now more than ever. So this was Famine by Kate Nash, who was covering Sinéad O'Connor's Famine. And of course, this is a small preview for the next show. So I just wanted to say that. Let's keep rolling with more music. We have a Space Moth with Do We Exist?
Thank you.
That was Space Moth with Do We Exist? That's a very philosophical question. So I will let you decide if we exist or not, or if this is just a simulation. Up next we have Magic Man with the Gnomes. That was Magic Man with the gnomes. Are gnomes real? That's a serious question. I doubt it. Maybe when I lose a sock or my socks, those are the gnomes or my cats. I am not sure, but we have 4 more minutes and up next is more music. And the next show is Cover to Cover by Emma. Great show, great covers, and as I always say, if you need a cover, Emma has you covered. So, I want to kind of finish off with this short song, which is Hear Me Fathers. It's from the Powerpuff Girls. So just a second, it's loading. It might take its time.
From the earth, hear me, elders from the sea. Help me rid this city of its villains.
June.